Whatever states of being arise, whether sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic, know that they come from me alone, yet I am not in them, they are in me. Deluded by these three states composed of the gunas, the whole world fails to recognize me, who am beyond them and imperishable. This divine illusion of mine, composed of the gunas, is difficult to cross beyond, but those who take refuge in me alone cross over this illusion. Evildoers, deluded and base among men, do not take refuge in me. Their knowledge is carried away by illusion, and they cling to a demonic nature. Four kinds of virtuous people worship me, Arjuna, the distressed, the seeker of knowledge, the seeker of wealth, and the man of knowledge, O bull among the Bharatas. Among these, the man of knowledge, ever disciplined and devoted to one alone, is the best, for I am exceedingly dear to the man of knowledge, and he is dear to me. All of these are noble, but the man of knowledge I consider to be my very self. For he, disciplined in mind, is established in me alone as the highest goal. At the end of many births, the man of knowledge takes refuge in me, knowing that Vasudeva is all that is. Such a great soul is very hard to find. Those whose knowledge has been carried away by this or that desire take refuge in other deities, following this or that rule, constrained by their own nature. Whatever form a devotee wishes to worship with faith, I make his faith in that form unwavering. Endowed with that faith, he seeks to worship it, and from it he obtains the objects of his desire, which are in truth granted by me alone. But the fruit gained by those of little understanding is finite. Those who worship the gods go to the gods, but my devotees come to me. The unwise think of me, the unmanifest, as having come into manifest form, not knowing my higher state, imperishable and unsurpassed. I am not revealed to all, veiled as I am by my creative power, Yogamaya. This deluded world does not recognize me as unborn and imperishable. I know, Arjuna, the beings that are past, present, and yet to come, but no one knows me. By the delusion of the pairs of opposites arising from desire and aversion, all beings fall into confusion at birth, O scorcher of the foe. But those people of virtuous deeds whose sin has come to an end, freed from the delusion of opposites, worship me with firm resolve. Those who strive, taking refuge in me, for release from old age and death, know Brahman entirely and the self and all action. Those who know me together with the material realm, the divine realm, and the realm of sacrifice with minds disciplined, know me even at the time of departure.
Chapter 8, The Yoga of the Imperishable.
What is that Brahman? What is the self? What is action? What is called the material realm and what is said to be the divine realm, O Supreme among men? What is the realm of sacrifice and how does it dwell here in this body, O Slayer of Madhu? And how, at the time of departure, are you to be known by those of disciplined self?
Brahman is the imperishable, the supreme. Its own essential nature is called the self. The creative emanation that brings forth the existence of beings is called action. The material realm is the perishable state of being. The divine realm is the supreme person. And I alone am the realm of sacrifice here in this body, O best of embodied beings. Whoever, at the time of death, departs remembering me alone, leaving the body behind, attains my state of being. Of this there is no doubt. Whatever state of being he remembers when he leaves the body at the end, to that he goes, Kantaya, always having been shaped by that state. Therefore at all times remember me and fight. With mind and intellect fixed on me, you will come to me without doubt. With mind disciplined by the practice of yoga, not wandering to anything else, one goes to the supreme divine person, Partha, by constantly meditating on him. One who meditates on the seer, the ancient one, the ruler, subtler than the subtlest, the sustainer of all, of unthinkable form, radiant like the sun, beyond darkness. Who at the time of departure, with unwavering mind, endowed with devotion and the power of yoga, having drawn the life breath rightly between the eyebrows, attains that supreme divine person. That which the knowers of the Veda call the imperishable, which ascetics free from passion enter, desiring which they practice celibacy, that state I will declare to you in brief. Having restrained all the gates of the body, confined the mind within the heart, and fixed one's own life breath in the head, established in the discipline of yoga, uttering the single syllable Om, which is Brahman, and remembering me, whoever departs thus, leaving the body, attains the supreme goal. To one who constantly remembers me always with mind undivided, I am easy to attain, Partha, for that ever-disciplined yogi. Having attained me, great souls, having reached the highest perfection, do not undergo rebirth into this fleeting abode of suffering. All the worlds up to the realm of Brahma are subject to return, Arjuna, but having attained me, Kanteya, there is no rebirth. Those who know that a day of Brahma lasts 1,000 ages, and that his night lasts 1,000 ages, they are the knowers of day and night. At the coming of day, all manifest things arise from the unmanifest. At the coming of night, they dissolve into that same thing called the unmanifest. This same multitude of beings coming into existence again and again dissolves helplessly at the coming of night, Partha, and arises at the coming of day. But beyond that unmanifest, there is another unmanifest state of being, eternal, which does not perish when all beings perish. That unmanifest is called the imperishable. They call it the supreme goal, attaining which none return. That is my highest abode. That supreme person, Partha, is attainable by undivided devotion, he within whom all beings dwell and by whom all this is pervaded. I will declare to you, best of the Bharatas, the time at which yogis, departing, go to non-return or to return. Fire, light, day, the bright fortnight, the 6 months of the sun's northern course, departing by this path, those who know Brahman go to Brahman. Smoke, night, the dark fortnight, the 6 months of the sun's southern course, by this path, the yogi attains the lunar light and returns. These two paths, bright and dark, are considered eternal for the world. By one goes to non-return, by the other, one returns again. Knowing these two paths, Partha, no yogi is ever deluded. Therefore, at all times, be disciplined in yoga, Arjuna. Whatever meritorious fruit is prescribed for the study of the Vedas, for sacrifices, austerities, and gifts, the yogi who knows this transcends all of it and attains the supreme, primal abode.